Hello, and welcome to my art update podcast thingy. This is episode 38, Boomer's Gonna Boom. Just the usual Eeyore here. The purpose of this podcast is to update people who know me, Andrew Wilner, about what's been going on creatively for me over the last week. Of course, some life updates get rolled into that too. So if you don't know me, and you've never heard of me, and you're just part of the general audience, well, no one said you had to care or listen to poor old me. If this is your first update and you haven't been keeping up with me over the years, I suggest checking out update number one, maybe update number two, to bring yourself, well, up to date before jumping back here. Although we're going to be doing, not going to be too many more weeks before we're doing a roundup of the year. So I'll be having more things for you to jump back to. Anyway, after last week of being so productive, this week has been less so. The last 2 weeks of being so productive. Actually, I think it was the last week before last where I was really productive. Part of this was just me, just energy levels, also like jumping from task to task, not really finishing anything again. Part of that was I started teaching. It's the new semester at the university, so that there goes my Tuesday. But I'm really happy. I still only have one kid signed up for my last class, and that's someone who's not showing up, so I get to come home early. So good year for that kind of stuff. Yeah, and the other part of it was just sort of, well, you know, dealing with a boomer, right? Because as per the title, boomers got a boom, don't they? And there's a term, what is it called? Weaponized incompetence. Look, obviously, hashtag, not all boomers, but, you know. I have a 10-year-old. I don't need to take care of a 70-year-old, too. But, yeah. And it's, yeah. Yeah. You know, at some point, you still have to learn how to do new stuff. And as I say, hashtag not all boomers. There's a lot of people in their 70s who know how to do a lot of things and can learn new tricks. But, yeah. But when you have someone who can do it for you, why bother learning? Anyway, not that I'm bitter or anything. Not a lot of updates this week, so I'm just going to breeze through them as this fruit fly flies in my face. They're kind of getting... This is sort of near the end of beetle season here with our 9, 10, 11 beetles or whatever it is we have in the house. And yeah, they tend to build up. The fruit flies tend to build up in the bedding this time of year, and there's nothing that much we can sort of do about them. We kind of just have to endure them. So, yeah. Anyway, right, updates. Update's going to update. YTG updates. Everything creative is in a holding pattern. Basically, I'm trying to see if a couple more people will work with us on the winter show. So we're not going to have our next meeting until next week about that, just to give me time to sort of recruit maybe a couple more people. I spent a lot of this week just sort of continuing the YTG taxes. I was really hoping to have them ready to go so I could take them into the tax office next week. But unless I have time to work on them over the weekend, it seems doubtful, probably not going to happen. I got distracted a lot. Right now, it's just a lot of reconciling between, because money gets spent by me and then gets billed to YTG, and just making sure all those outgoings and incomings match so that nobody owes anybody more than they're supposed to. But actually, good news on that. YDG finished in the black this year, so the debt it owes me is actually seems to be down significantly. So we'll see once I've got everything added up, because there was some utility type stuff missing from that, some recurring bills that are missing. So yeah. Anyway, blah blah blah. You're not interested in the taxes. Other theater stuff. Canto Plains Drama Festival last weekend went well. Created a piece about revolution. Yeah, I thought it went okay. The group was a little bit scattered. But they actually came up with some good stuff, and I'm not embarrassed about what we came up with. And I think they were pretty happy with it too, even though I didn't let them do, you know, teenager improv kind of stuff. I did a lot of editing, let's say. Anyway, it was good. So I might pop up a photo of that, some part of that. Yeah. Anyway, Nerd Night, speaking of photos, we had that last week. Went well. It was really, really stressful. We had, yeah, the volunteer situation at the end was stressful. But We actually finished, everyone sort of pitched in before they had to leave for Tokyo. And we finished, even though it was just Coco and me left at the end, we were able to wrap up and get out of there before last train. So that was great. We had weird audio problems the whole time though. So that was frustrating. And I also, of course, I took the photos for that. I think I'll post, I like some of the photos I took at this last Nerd Night. So I will post them on the website for this blog post. So if in the notes, I will leave a link, you can click that and it'll take you to the website where you can look at the photos if you want. Right. Podcasting. I haven't done anything this week, but Kate is back online. She started editing episode 8. I needed to go set it up for her because none of the sound files were in there and synced or anything like that. And one of them was missing. So we had to drop the Zoom backup audio in. But she started working on that. And I'm also waiting for Charlotte to get back to me with the descriptions of episodes 2, 3, and 4 so I can draft the website posts. I want to get those ready in advance. So when it's time, I can just schedule them out. All right, that's it for creative stuff, I think. Life updates. I'm just repeating, I'm going to Canada this year in the winter. So if you're listening to this and you're also in or around Toronto or Kitchener this winter, get in touch. Let's get together. And the air conditioner is still broken. And actually, there might be a knock at the door or a ring of the doorbell any minute. I've got a local handyman coming over to take a look at it and see what we're going to do. Yeah. All right, I think that's it. Until next week, Andrew out.